Good afternoon. This is Akashvani, and I'm Lalima Aneja Dang with the Midday News. The headlines. In Nepal, Balendra Shah's Rashtriya Swatantra Party heads for a landslide victory in general election, winning 36 out of 165 seats and leading in 83. U.S. administration approves new $151 million arms sale to Israel as military conflict in West Asia enters the eighth day. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurates and lays foundation stone of development projects worth over 1,129 crore rupees in Haridwar. Oil marketing companies increase prices of non-subsidized domestic LPG gas cylinders by 60 rupees and commercial cylinders by 115 rupees across metropolitan cities in the country. And in International Chess Festival, India's D. Gokesh defeats Spain's David Anton Guijarro in ninth and final round at the Prague. Balendra Shah's Rashtriya Swatantra Party is heading towards a sweeping victory in Nepal's first general elections since the Gen Z protests. We have a report.
By the afternoon, out of 165 constituencies in Nepal, final results have been declared from 47 constituencies. Meanwhile, the counting of vote is ongoing in the remaining places. Rashtriya Swatantra Party is leading in 83 constituencies under the first-past-the-post system. RSP has won 36 seats. Nepali Congress has won 6 and is leading in another 10 constituencies. UML has won 2 seats and is leading in 8. NCP has won 2 seats and is leading in 8. And Shram Sanskriti Party is leading in 4 constituencies. Shweta Singh for Akashvani News, Kathmandu.
The intense military conflict in West Asia has entered its eighth day today, escalating into a wider regional confrontation as United States, Israel and Iran continue with new wave of airstrikes and drone attacks. Tensions escalated in the region after a joint U.S.-Israel military strike Iran on the 28th of last month, killing Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei and other military commanders, prompting a fierce retaliatory attack by Tehran. Amid the escalating tensions, U.S. President Donald Trump's administration approved a new $151 million arms sale to Israel. Iran's President Masoud Pezeshkian has said that a demand by the United States for an unconditional surrender is a dream. Mr. Pezeshkian also apologized for Iran's attacks on regional countries, insisting that Tehran would halt attacks, suggesting they were caused by miscommunication in the ranks. Russian President Vladimir Putin held a phone conversation with Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian. In a statement, Kremlin said, during the call, President Putin expressed condolences over the deaths of Iran's supreme leader, senior officials and civilians in the ongoing conflict. He reiterated Russia's position that the hostilities must end immediately and that a diplomatic solution should be pursued. Meanwhile, airstrikes hit the Iranian capital in the early hours today. A video circulating on the social media showed Tehran's Mehrabad airport on fire following the strikes. Iran's UN ambassador Amir Saeed Iravani said that 1,332 Iranian civilians, including women and children, have been killed in U.S.-Israeli airstrikes. He alleged that the United States and Israel have deliberately targeted civilians and civilian infrastructure across Iran. He reiterated that Iran will continue to exercise its right to self-defense. Meanwhile, Lebanon's state-run news agency reported that local fighters clashed early today with an Israeli force that landed near the town of Nabi Chit, a Hezbollah stronghold in the eastern side of Lebanon. Saudi Arabia has cautioned Iran against engaging in what is described as misguided calculations as tensions across the West Asia region continue to intensify. The Saudi Defense Ministry said a ballistic missile launched towards Prince Sultan Air Base was intercepted and destroyed. The Indian Embassy in Qatar has activated additional set of helpline numbers to assist Indian nationals amid the developing security situation in West Asia. The helpline numbers are +974 556 47502, +974 55362508 and +974 55385 4683. In a social media post, the embassy said that these helpline numbers will be available 24/7 for any queries or assistance from members of the Indian community. It has also provided the email address, which is cons.doha@mea.gov.in, for seeking any assistance. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said that the rise of the country will be determined by India and its strength, not by the mistakes of others. He made these remarks at Raisina Dialogue 2026 while speaking alongside with his Seychelles, Mauritius and Sri Lankan counterpart and former Foreign Minister of Australia on the theme of Heart of the Seas, Future of the Indian Ocean. He added that the direction of country's rise is very clear and unstoppable. Dr. Jaishankar noted that the countries of the Indian Ocean stand to benefit with the growth of India, and those countries working with India will get more benefits.
You know, the Indian Ocean is the only ocean named after a country, and the reasons are obvious. We are right in the middle of it. But I do want the rest of the Indian Ocean to appreciate India. In a way, India's rise is a lifting tide. That with our growth, I think other countries of the Indian Ocean stand to benefit. Those who work with us obviously will get more benefits.
Oil marketing companies have increased the prices of non-subsidized domestic LPG gas cylinders by 60 rupees across metropolitan cities in the country. As per the Indian Oil Corporation Limited, IOCL, the price for a 14.2 kilogram gas cylinder has been increased from 853 rupees to 913 rupees in Delhi. The new rates for LPG cylinders in Mumbai will be 912 rupees and 50 paise, 939 rupees in Kolkata and 928 rupees and 50 paise in Chennai. According to the IOCL, rates of commercial LPG gas cylinders have also been increased by 115 rupees. The revised prices of LPG gas cylinders have come into effect from today. President Draupadi Murmu has said that the Union government has taken several steps to uplift the tribal communities, their cultural traditions and languages, ensuring all-round development. The president addressed the 9th International Santhal Conference being organized by the International Santhal Council at Darjeeling in West Bengal today. Speaking on this occasion, the president said the rich Santhali culture and traditions are deeply rooted with nature, environment conservation and its coexistence with humans. She said all Chiki language of the Santhal community had been included in the 8th schedule of the constitution.
मुझे गर्व है मैं संताली समुदाय में जन्मी भारत माता की बेटी हूँ संताल समुदाय के लोगों की परंपराओं और सामूहिक चेतना के संरक्षण और संवर्धन में इंटरनेशनल संताल काउंसिल ऑल इंडिया संताली एसोसिएशन तथा आदिवासी समाज से जुड़े सामाजिक और सांस्कृतिक संस्थानों की महत्वपूर्ण भूमिका रही है.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, you may log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today extended his greetings to all beneficiaries of the Pradhan Mantri Bharatiya Jan Aushadhi Yojana on Jan Aushadhi Divas today. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said that this initiative of the central government has relieved the poor of the country from financial burden of medicines and spread awareness about generic medicines. He said that today, around 18,000 Jan Aushadhi Kendras across the country are providing affordable and accessible medicines to the poor and needy. Mr. Shah said that this scheme has saved the countrymen over 40,000 crore rupees. The foundation stone and Bhumi Pujan of the Kota Bundi Greenfield Airport in Rajasthan will be performed this afternoon. The grand ceremony will be held at the airport site in Shambhupura, where Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, Chief Minister Bhajan Lal Sharma and Union Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu will attend as chief guests. The airport, to be constructed at an estimated cost of around 1,507 crore rupees, will feature a 3,200 metre long runway and a modern terminal building, which is expected to boost tourism and trade in the region. During the same program, the foundation stones of two major projects aimed at providing a permanent solution to the region's drinking water problems will also be laid. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for various development projects worth over 1,129 crore rupees in Haridwar, Uttarakhand. On this occasion, the program titled Jan Jan Ki Sarkar, Char Saal Bemisal was organized. To mark 4 years of the Uttarakhand government, a state-level exhibition has been set up at the event, showcasing the government's key achievements and major policy decisions. The Ministry of Women and Child Development is organizing a Shakti Walk as part of the celebration in New Delhi tomorrow. Here's a report from our correspondent.
The walk will take place from 7:30 to 10 a.m., covering an approximate 2-kilometer stretch from India Gate to Vijay Chowk along Kartavya Path. The Shakti Walk aims to celebrate women's leadership and contributions across sectors and reinforce the government's commitment to women's safety, security, and empowerment. The walk will be led by women public representatives, including union ministers, ministers of state, members of parliament, MLAs, and other distinguished women leaders and prominent personalities from diverse fields. Participants will walk together under the theme She Leads Bharat, highlighting the central role women play in shaping a progressive and inclusive India. Women officers from various ministries and departments of government have also been invited to participate along with the representatives from international organizations. In order to celebrate the spirit of womanhood and national pride, a curated cultural presentation will be displayed at India Gate. The celebrations recognize the pivotal role of women in realizing the vision of Vikasit Bharat 2047. With Rohan Saklain Akhtar for Akashwani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth around 33,500 crore rupees in New Delhi tomorrow. Mr. Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of Delhi Metro projects worth about 18,300 crore rupees. He will inaugurate two new corridors of the Delhi Metro. Prime Minister Modi will also lay the foundation stone for three new corridors under Phase 5A of the Delhi Metro, covering a route length of over 16 kilometres. Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu said that the nation has emerged as a hub for global capability centres, with Airbus establishing its second largest digital centre outside Europe in India. Speaking at the virtual inauguration of Airbus India Technology Center in Bengaluru today, Mr. Naidu said, powered by the country's skilled and youthful workforce, the new Airbus campus with advanced engineering and innovation centers stands as a testament to country's growing strength as global capability centers powerhouse. The minister added that the facility will enable country's talent to design and develop critical systems for Airbus commercial aircraft and helicopters flying anywhere in the world. The Lok Sabha is scheduled to take up a resolution seeking removal of Speaker Om Birla on Monday. Second leg of the budget session will begin from the 9th of this month. During the first leg of the budget session last month, the opposition had submitted a no-confidence notice to the Secretary-General of the Lok Sabha seeking the removal of the Speaker, accusing him of acting in a partisan manner. World chess champion D. Gukesh defeated Spain's David Anton Guijarro in the ninth and final round of the Masters section at the Prague International Chess Festival in the Czech Republic yesterday. After earlier draws and three losses, the Indian ace finished tied for ninth with 3.5 points, the same as Guijarro. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. In Nepal, Balendra Shah's Rashtriya Swatantra Party heads for landslide victory in general election, winning 36 out of 165 seats and leading in 83. U.S. administration approves new $151 million arms sale to Israel as military conflict in West Asia enters the eighth day. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurates and lays foundation stone of development projects worth over 1,129 crore rupees in Haridwar. Oil marketing companies increase prices of non-subsidized domestic LPG gas cylinders by 60 rupees and commercial cylinders by 115 rupees across metropolitan cities in the country. And in International Chess Festival, India's D. Gukesh defeats Spain's David Anton Guijarro in the ninth and final round at the Prague. And with that, we end the midday news.